As a volunteer firefighter for Jeannie Wheeler of Johnson County, her job was stressful enough already before the pandemic hit.
It's not always a fire that we respond to, but accidents, medical emergencies, all those kinds of things. So, you know, you may be up close and personal in a lot of situations. So it's been a little difficult here in the last year or so.
Jeannie is also a retired nurse. And being in regular close contact with strangers as a firefighter, she says it's been hard sometimes not to think about the coronavirus.
Yeah, it's always in the back of my mind. It's like, you know, I have medical issues myself. I have elderly parents who have medical issues. I have grandchildren that are around me occasionally. So it worries me that, you know, I might expose myself to something that I don't want for sure, and I sure don't want to take into anybody else.
And while a lot of us have been nervous about getting the virus, for Jeannie, the stakes are a little different. She has type 2 diabetes, and while she says she keeps healthy and manages her blood sugar well, health professionals say that type 2 is one of several conditions, like COPD or black lung disease or heart disease, that could make the symptoms of COVID-19 worse if you were to happen to get it. So when she became eligible for a vaccine, Jeannie says she didn't hesitate.
Well, given my current medical state, I had to make a decision on whether do you take a chance on getting it, because you know with your diabetes that, you know, in all likelihood, if it's a bad case, you're not going to make it through, or do you go ahead and take a chance on taking the vaccine? And I had no issues with deciding that the vaccine was the way to go. And for me, you know, I was always for vaccinations for my children, and my daughter's a frontline worker. She had her vaccines. My parents have had theirs, and they're like 85 and 89 years old, and they did exceptionally well. They had no side effects whatsoever from either dose. You know, it's not a local thing. It's a major worldwide issue, and, you know, all the other countries are in the same position that we are, so we just have to take a chance.
We do know that people with diabetes are more likely to have more serious complications from COVID-19.
Denisa Watts is a registered nurse and a licensed diabetes educator with the Kentucky River District Health Department in Knott County.
So we really encourage people, you know, with diabetes to talk to their physicians and to, you know, consider having that COVID vaccine. And also, we know that the risk of getting sick from COVID-19 it's likely to be lower if their diabetes is well managed. So we know right now is a very stressful time, and lots of times when we're stressed, we kind of get lax in doing some of those important things, you know, our healthy eating, our physical activity. But it's more important now than ever to try to keep, you know, those blood sugars in control and try to keep their diabetes well managed.
Denisa says she got her vaccine literally as soon as she could.
Absolutely. The first day it was available for me, and I'll never forget, it was an emotional day too, you know, because just thinking what, you know, the changes in our lives over that past year, and to think about, you know, this vaccine, how wonderful it was, you know, that step in getting back to some normalcy in our lives.
While Denisa knows some people might have questions about the vaccine, she says people should know that their doctors and nurses and health professionals are getting vaccinated themselves. Denisa herself has even been helping to give out COVID vaccines on top of her diabetes work.
In the local health departments, we had long waiting lists when the vaccine came out, folks wanting, you know, to get their name down. I think most healthcare providers really feel strongly that the advantage of taking the vaccine greatly outweighs, you know, the possible risk from the vaccine, which, you know, there are other folks who have more side effects, but from what I'm seeing as a provider, the majority of the time it's just, you know, a little sore arm. And most of those side effects we do see have been going away, you know, in 24, 36 hours. It doesn't last long in general.
With my vaccine, the first one, my arm was a little sore.
Here again is Jeannie Wheeler of Johnson County.
The day afterward, I was a little sluggish, you know, but nothing really drastic at all. And with the second one, my arm got pretty sore that time. The next day, I just wanted to kind of lay around the house and didn't really feel like eating much that day or anything. But, I mean, there was no side effects that weren't really any major issues.
Speaking of side effects, you might have heard that the FDA recently lifted a temporary pause on the one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine. According to the FDA, the pause was because of a rare but serious blood clotting issue in the days following the shot. This side effect has been incredibly rare, though. So far, it's affected just about 2 out of every 1 million people who have gotten the Johnson & Johnson shot. And health experts say the pause was a sign the system is working like it should, to help medical providers best look out for people who might end up with these rare side effects. Here in Kentucky, the vast majority of vaccines given out have been from Pfizer or Moderna, and there have been no reports of a similar issue with them. For her part, Denisa says she believes in the public health systems that test and regulate our vaccines.
I've been a public health nurse for 33 years. I've always been an advocate of all of our vaccines. I spent many years vaccinating babies, young children, with some of the Tdap vaccines, the measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox. So we just really encourage people, those not only with diabetes, but anyone, to look at those possible risks if they actually did contract the COVID-19 virus and kind of, you know, weigh the risk with the vaccine. It's not something that has been looked at lightly, and it's been tested at trials. So, you know, we feel that it is a safe vaccine.
You know, with the fire department, we have a lot of EMTs, and we have career firefighters as well as the volunteers and stuff. And they have all been more than willing to take the vaccine and to protect themselves, you know. So, I mean, it's not like anybody is forcing you to do that, but it's just a personal decision that you have to make yourself. I'm a very devout Christian, and I just, you know, the Lord has got it in his hands, and whichever way it works out, you know, is the way it's going to be. But I see no reason to take chances that you don't have to take. So therefore, the vaccine was my choice.
All Kentuckians age 16 and up are now eligible for a COVID vaccine. For more about the vaccine or how to find it near you, talk to your doctor, call your county health department, or visit vaccine.ky.gov. Reporting for WMMT, I'm Parker Hobson.